We're joined from Moscow by political analyst Masha Lipman with the Carnegie Moscow Center. Masha, we heard today from a White House spokesman this statement: the responsibility for the tragic loss of life rests with the terrorists. And I'm wondering whether that view is shared by Russians, or do they get some sense of government responsibility as well?
I think overall, people think the terrorists are to blame for these lives, and I think it's only natural to feel this way after you've been watching the ordeal. No matter how bad the attacks may have been and how many casualties, people tend not to lay blame on President Putin. They may lay blame on the special services, especially after the theater siege 2 years ago in which over 120 people were killed as a result of a sloppy rescue operation not in the hands of the terrorists. So this is, if you like, a natural way to feel for the Russian people. I think part of it is a fatalistic approach. They realize life is not secure. These things happen. Part of it is, this is not the pattern here to blame the authorities for bad policies. It's not that the policies are approved. If you look at the polls, people do not approve of the policies, but still they tend to approve of Putin as president.
The number of hostages in that school was believed to be at first in the hundreds. Now it's known to be far greater than that. And I wonder whether Russians are just attributing that to the confusion of the time, or if they're saying that there was some disinformation that was being put out there.
Well, again, too early to say, and there hasn't been a single official statement made by a federal official, not yet. All we hear is from officials in Northern Ossetia. Not from President Putin, not from security officials at the federal level. I think the authorities here will try to do everything in their capacity to portray this ordeal as, this was such a huge challenge, such an extremely difficult and tragic situation, and there was no way to do it better. Actually, they have rescued quite a few lives, this is true, and I think they will try to focus on the lives rescued, not on the lives lost. And the question is whether the Russian people will accept it this time, just as they have accepted it on the previous occasions. My instinct has it that there will not be public outrage. There will not be a public and organized demand that the government change policy. I think what may happen is the sense of insecurity is growing, and the trust, the confidence in President Putin is dwindling down, but very slowly.
Will there be a public call, do you think, for some form of response?
Well, I think the immediate reaction is outrage, and I'm sure many people in Russia now feel we need to be tougher. We need to be merciless with these people. And actually, in call-in radio shows, I heard people say this, we need to be merciless. However, this sort of reaction usually subsides after a while.
The fact that so many children have been killed or wounded in this attack, I wonder if that galvanizes the Russian people in some way differently than other attacks may have done.
This is what I think we should be looking at, but it is too early to say. We need to wait for what the analysis of this will be on national television, and it should be borne in mind that all national television channels are tightly controlled by the Russian authorities, and they will, of course, try to play it in a way that public outrage and public indignation over this attack would gradually dissuade, would gradually fade away. Whether they will succeed is a big question. However, since this has never happened before, and the Russian people actually do not tend to rally together for a cause, they have been pretty apathetic over the past years. I'm not sure there will be a different reaction to this particular attack.
Masha Lipman with the Carnegie Moscow Center. Ms. Lipman, thanks very much.
My pleasure.